Said my nephew Tim to his Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Oh, regifting.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, some tiny BBDs, but I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob.
I have an Uncle Bob.
Oh, there you go. This could be him.
I have an Uncle Bobby also.
I act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile, with a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style.
There you go. It's Grant Goodeve with Didn't I Get This Last Year? Another Christmas classic. Yeah.
Should I buy y'all some socks for Christmas?
I don't think so. I think the Christmas ornament was enough. Hey, listen, got another call. A listener in Cameron saw the thing up in the sky. So, anyway, look for it out there in the Googleverse, and there's nothing to report yet.
I haven't seen anybody really going nuts on in Facebook either, because I went and checked that after we talked about it.
About 6:45, but we appreciate the listeners who called in with that. So new census data finds the top immigrant influx last year came from Asia and not from south of the border. That's the first time that's happened since 1910.
Interesting.
Yeah. Showed that the number of illegal immigrants in U.S. America dropped to 11.1 million. Oh, just 11.1 million people.
Yeah, it was 12 million.
Yeah, great, wonderful. At least we're headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm.
Oh, by Asia, are they meaning kind of like India? Or are they meaning China?
Well,
are they meaning kind of the Middle East?
They're just
more
saying
area?
They're just saying Asia. So I guess that continent, the continent and areas down below that. 28%, experts say growing economies and aging populations in Latin America make it unlikely those numbers will ever hit the record highs that we had in the mid-2000s. Of the foreign-born population living in U.S. America, 28% are illegal immigrants. 31% are green card holders. That's about 12 million. 37% are naturalized citizens. That's about 15 million. They are more likely than in 2007 to be enrolled in college or graduate school, thanks to Rick Perry. They're not paying as much. And let's see. And they are also more likely to be single. 17% are married. Foreign-born Asians were a bigger source of population gain than Hispanic in California, New York, Virginia, Illinois, and New Jersey, as opposed to last year. All right. Sounds that you will not hear anymore, or you don't hear anymore.
Hmm.
Think about sounds that we don't hear anymore. In the first, I don't know, Kevin, anything come to mind? A sound that you used to hear that you don't hear anymore.
The sound of a, the rotary phone.
You're exactly right.
Local news of the week. At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory.
Uh-huh.
Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal.
Yeah.
If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
There you go. I don't know when that was recorded, but wow.
Wow.
Just...
That's pricelessly
it really,
funny.
It really is. So, yeah, that's exactly right. In the old days, they said the finger stop. That's what that little thing was called, huh? And where you little curvy
the
fingers, deal.
The little I like little curvy
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, little curvy deal is better. Rotary dial phones debuted May 29th, 1927 at 1 minute after midnight. Maybe that's when that was recorded, 1927. Back then, numbers were only five digits, and if you needed to dial for directory assistance, you dialed 8, not 411. So
interesting.
Yeah, that's it. And you could also dial the operator, of course. All right, anyway. Manual typewriters, think about that.
That was the first thing I thought of was the ta-ta-ding.
Another one that was on this list, which I thought was kind of cool, the coffee percolator.
What?
I mean, remember that? Remember the coffee percolator?
Bloop.
Yep.
Bloop.
Yep.
Ours still makes noise.
Well, what? The one that we use here?
Yeah, the coffee.
Yeah, but it's a
now
drip.
It doesn't percolate.
Right, but it doesn't percolate. Percolate, you know, squirt the water up and fall down. Do you remember, and Kat, you're too young, the flash cube? I mean, you talk about a technological advance.
Yep, I sure do.
You could put this little cube. You ever heard of them, Kat?
I think I have.
Yeah, it was a four-sided cube. I mean, and you would click the camera, and then it would actually automatically rotate to the next cube, so you could take four pictures almost nonstop.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Oh, and the sound of the crackling bulb.
Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful.
The thing I thought of, too, when you talked about sounds you wouldn't hear anymore, have you ever had a time clock where it wasn't actually like a time clock where you're punching in buttons? It's a little card, and you put it in, and it punches out a hole.
Yeah. Chunk, yeah. They probably still have those around in some places. But again, that was like a mechanically read card, usually, too, that it produced. You had probably a human being to read it. Now maybe I'm sure they log in by computer at a lot of businesses. Hi.
Yeah, the flash cube filaments make great detonators.
Yeah, you know, that's probably right.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Time magazine named it one of